Happy Mother's Day and welcome to worship. You are invited to celebrate Holy Communion at 11 o'clock. That happens live. You can scroll down just a bit in this page, this sermon page, and you'll see a link to a Zoom room. If you prepare bread and wine or grape juice and click on that link at 11 o'clock, communion will be happening live at that time. Starting at around 11:15 or 11:20, you can click that same link to join the what we call the virtual narthex, and that is where people are gathering to say hello to one another following worship. You're invited to that as well. What follows is a complete pre-recorded worship service for the fifth Sunday in Easter. You will need a bowl of water to affirm your baptism with that rite that is at the very beginning of this worship service. Stay tuned following this recording. Right at the very end, there are a bunch of time-sensitive community announcements. Happy Mother's Day and welcome to worship. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the new life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Take a moment to remember your baptism. You may mark your forehead with the sign of the cross with your finger dipped in water.
This is With One Voice 671. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord.
Psalm 31. This is a beautiful setting by Rory Cooney. Please join me in singing the antiphon.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 10. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying a Zion, a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The word of the Lord.
This is ELW 172. Hallelujah.
Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the gospel of the Lord. I want to start today by talking not about our text from John, but about the following chapter, chapter 15, in which Jesus says to his disciples, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing." In chapter 15, Jesus is talking about a relationship. He's talking about his disciples staying close to him and he to them, and that together they do great things. This abiding is about how we live and where we invest our time and how we invest our time, and how staying close to Jesus bears fruit in all that we do. I start there because when Jesus says to his disciples in our text in chapter 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." When he says that, the word that he uses for dwelling places is the same word for this abiding that he's talking about when he says, "I'm the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit." So we could hear chapter 14 as saying, in my Father's house or in my Father's realm, there are many abidings. It doesn't really translate as a noun, and so it gets translated dwelling places, but Jesus is really saying the same thing. This text is not so much a story about what happens after we die and where we go after we die into some eternal house of God's, but about our lives now. It's about where we dwell now, where we abide now. And in God's economy, or in God's design of our lives, there are many ways to abide. There are many who abide. There's room for everyone to abide. God has as a design that there's room for everyone to abide close to God. There's room for everyone to abide in Jesus and Jesus in them. So I ask, where are you abiding these days? For me, I'm abiding in a little house on Queen Anne Way with two other people and a cat and a dog, and we're all on top of each other. And one day of abiding looks pretty much like every other day of abiding, and there's little to distinguish one day from the next. And there's every possibility that the five of us are going to get on one another's nerves, that this close proximity is wearing on us, to say the least. And there's every possibility that what is ordinarily a harmonious home can fall into disharmony. It can fall into boredom. It can fall into a longing just for this time to be over. A longing, if you will, for some time that's not the time that we have. And the difference between falling into that kind of disharmony and staying together as one family, one close-knit, loving family, caring for one another in this time, is actually dependent upon where we abide and how we abide and with whom we abide. Jesus says, if you abide in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. So how do we abide in Jesus in these times? How do we live in God's economy and live in God's realm? And how do we dwell in God's house that has abiding, abiding places and places to abide for all of us. The answer is very simple, but it's not very easy. To abide in Jesus is to follow him and to live as he lives. And in these days when it seems things can be very unsettled, the call is to settle down. The call is to listen to Jesus' greatest commandment, which he gave to his disciples on Maundy Thursday. It's to love one another. See, before COVID-19, it may be that we all were suffering under some delusion that we were in control of our lives, that things could go the way that we wanted them to go or the way that we planned for them to go, and that we had a measure of control and a measure of maybe even planning and direction over our own lives. But the fact of the matter is that we never really have control over anything. Human beings are fragile and finite beings. We're fragile and finite creatures. And we know that we're all mortal and that we're all fragile and that we're all susceptible to disease and illness and calamity and death. Perhaps the greatest gift of COVID-19 is to remind us of how little in control we really are. We can't control COVID-19 any more than we can control how many hairs are on our heads or how many days any of us have to live. We're not in control of any of those things. But the one thing we are in control of is the measure of love that we pour out to those around us. And it seems that when things are most out of control, that Jesus' command to love one another becomes all the more important. So wherever you are and whoever's around you, whoever you're talking to on the phone, whoever you're abiding with in your home, perhaps the order of these COVID-19 days is to love more. To love with a fierce and reckless abandon. To love like it's all we have control over, because perhaps it is the only thing we have control over. But the real question is, does anything else matter? Does anything else matter except how we're loving one another? Does anything else matter except how we're treating one another? And while things may be out of control in every other way, how we treat each other and how we love one another is completely within our control. And that's the only thing that Jesus asks us to focus on. That's the only thing he asks us to focus on. May these days of isolation become a blessing to you, in which all the demands and the false senses of security and control fall away, that what remains is this simple and clear command to love one another. And may these days teach us all to become ridiculous lovers of our neighbors and our friends and the people within our own homes. Mother's Day is a really good day to start. Go love one another with reckless abandon in the name of the one who calls us to abide in him. Amen.
ELW 654, The Church's One Foundation.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Build us up, Mothering God, as living stones united in your spiritual house. Continually strengthen your church as it is sent forth to proclaim your love. We pray especially for new congregations, those in redevelopment, and for Pastor Greg Smith as he is installed at Lutheran Church of Our Savior today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Humble us, Creator God, as part of your creation. Fill us with respect and awe for the world you have made, including volcanoes, ocean currents, tropical rainstorms, glaciers, and other forces that both destroy and create. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Align our ways to your love, O God. We pray for countries, leaders, and other organizations as they prepare places for those seeking refuge and safety. We especially pray for Calgary Alliance for the Common Good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing and rest, help those whose hearts are heavy and weighed down by many troubles. Comfort their suffering, ease their distress, and carry their burdens. We remember especially everyone who asks us to pray, those who are prayed for daily on our prayer list, and all those who depend upon our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Nurturing God, we pray for those who tend and teach young children, for the safe pregnancies of expected parents, and for families who struggle with infertility and miscarriage. We give thanks for all who have shown mothering care, and we remember all for whom this day is difficult. Remember in your mercy Krista Olson as she awaits the birth of her child. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, you call us into ministry to care for one another. We lift to you all who work to bring health and wholeness and healing to those afflicted with COVID-19. Grant them strength, grant them courage, grant them protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Generous God, you call into your brilliant light all who have died.
Give us faith to take hold of the promise of your eternal life, especially as we remember Maurice Manning, Dennis Morey, Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Lauren Voisin, Albert and Velma Hulk. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care and join our hearts with the church throughout the world as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
ELW 377, Alleluia, Jesus is risen. The text is written by Herbert Brokering, the music by David Johnson. There's a wonderful refrain that goes like this. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, Alleluia. Try that refrain with me. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, Alleluia. So if you don't have a hymnal to follow along with this hymn, you can join me each time on the refrain. Let's sing it one more time, just to be sure we know how it goes. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, Alleluia. Alleluia, Jesus is risen. Trumpets resounding in glorious light. Miracle God has inside.
receive a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. Happy Mother's Day. I invite you to scroll to the bottom of this page and find a video link to Graham and Catherine performing a piece together for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you enjoy that special offering. Corliss Holmes' 90th birthday is coming up the first week of June. He was pastor at Lutheran Church of the Cross for about 30 years. And for his birthday, we would like to have a card storm and completely shower him with birthday cards. So we invite you to write a birthday card to Corliss and send it or drop it off at the church office. We're going to gather all the cards together and send a big package of cards to him for his birthday. So sooner is better rather than later. So I hope that you take a few moments to do that sometime this week. As you well know, COVID-19 social distancing restrictions are relaxing in mid-May. Actually, some businesses are opening up, but social distancing is still going to be with us. And I would just invite you to exercise caution as you are out in the community and to notice that churches are not mentioned in any of the stages of the relaxing of the conditions for COVID-19 isolation. So we are going to be worshiping digitally for quite a while. And I want to encourage you to stay home as much as you can to protect your health and the health of your neighbors and the people around you. If you need support in your isolation, please call the office or call the person who's phoning you on the phone tree and just stay connected. Let's keep one another's spirits up and keep everyone healthy as best we can. The art show is online now. I invite you to take a look at that and to continue coming back to the art show because it continues to grow as people send submissions. And that reminds me to tell you to send in your submission. How is your creativity blossoming in this time? What are you doing? What are you making? What are you creating? As long as you can take a picture of it or make a video of it, we can post it online. So I hope that you'll be inspired to contribute something to the art show. The instructions about how to do that are on the art show tab on our website. We are also beginning to collect good news items. So look around and see where you see signs of resurrection life around you. Where are good things happening? What little tidbits can you report on where you see life and wholeness and laughter and things that uplift people's spirits? You can email those either to the church office or to me, Pastor Laura, directly. And thanks for that.
on our worship page, on this worship page, there's also a link to Children's Worship, which has a special worship time with Pastor Phil and resources for Word for Children and for Sunday School as well. So take advantage of that if you have young people in your midst. God bless you. Have a really great week. And like we say, stay connected, keep your spirits up, and let us know what you need. Peace be with you.